when the Democratic National Convention opens in Philadelphia later this month. Many will be scrambling for keepsakes, buttons, stickers, cups, and t-shirts, all to remember the time national politics was literally within arm's reach. Others will be looking for locks of hair. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on the desire to own a piece of a president, past and future.
There was a time when you could write to the president and request a lock of hair, and he would write back, tucking a tress in the envelope. This was not weird. Jennifer Vess, an archivist at the Academy of Natural Sciences of Drexel University, says throughout the 19th century, hair was a pretty common souvenir.
Hair was a keepsake. Before photography was common, before it was inexpensive enough for everybody to have it, a lock of hair was an easy way to remember somebody personal or to have something of somebody that was really important.
The Academy of Natural Sciences has one of the largest collections of presidential hair. Every president from George Washington to James Buchanan, with the exception of Millard Fillmore, is represented in the collection of one Peter Errol Brown, a Philadelphia lawyer who died in 1860. Brown even managed to get a sizable sample from John Quincy Adams, who was mostly bald, and a generous hunk of Andrew Jackson's thick, silvery mane, which was popular with the ladies. For Brown, hair was both a keepsake and a vehicle for science. Vess says he investigated the hair of great men and average men to find the difference.
In the Victorian era, everything seemed to be, well, we should be able to compare everything and we'll be able to know who's better and who's not. And I think he had this idea that he could do that with hair.
People don't really collect hair anymore, neither for science or as souvenirs. Nevertheless, the Academy of Natural Sciences has done its due diligence as a collecting institution. It sent requests to Barack Obama and Bill Clinton for a lock of hair to add to the collection when they're in town. So far, no reply. For WHYY News, I'm Peter Crimmins.